The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
I'm becoming a father of 12 in 2 months.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
2 months?
Good way to start.
Who's the mother?
I have cloned myself.
Welcome to the Reckless Rollers. That's 10 million times worse. I think it's literally the worst possible outcome. 12 more Argos?
Welcome to the Reckless Rollers. I'm Scott. I'm the GM. And tentatively, I run this shit.
I have nightmares.
I'm Mars, and I play as Paxson.
I'm Oligorn. I play as Old Man of Wannabe. Hiki Hiku Old Man.
Oh, I don't know what that voice was. I'm Tyrus, professional fortune teller, and I play Polly.
Let's never bring that up ever again.
I'm not. Stephanie. I'm leaving vague bestie.
I'm Steph. I play Catchery, and I'm going to take care of Scott's future, but currently unborn child.
Thought we said we weren't going to talk about it. That's immediately talked about.
I'm living up to the responsibility I've been given. I'm actually preparing for it.
According to a reading that Tyrus has done for me, I'm going to apparently, as a male, become pregnant.
You're gonna be force femmed because the specific thing was motherhood.
Oh,
so
yeah,
congratulations
true.
In advance on your transition.
So along with that, the child's gonna be extremely toxic. So I'm gonna put it up for adoption, and Steph's going to acquire custody of the child.
This will not be willingly.
It will be forced upon Steph.
Oh, maybe that last card means that I die and I leave the child to Steph in my will.
Just leave a little note at the end.
Why to me?
It's your problem now.
What's going to change between us in the next 2 years that would make you willing to leave a
that's
child?
That's horrifying.
To me?
Clearly, spite.
You say clearly you've already done whatever I spited you with.
No, everything I do is out of spite, so. Every single thing that I've done in my life, I've done out of spite.
Honestly, valid.
Okay.
Oh.
Alright. Anyway, so.
That's a fun blooper.
Oh, you think I'm gonna cut that? You think I'm gonna
It's gonna be
that?
In the main introduction.
That's the intro.
I'm gonna
That's
put
a good
that
intro
before the intro. That's gonna come before the opening music. Watch me just completely half-ass it and just not edit the entire episode. Just place it into the feed, no music, no editing. Yeah, it's all staying in.
Guys. What, Argo? What commentary do you have to add to this?
You sound so exhausted.
He is.
I'm having some green beans, they're pretty good.
Oh, that's good commentary.
Yeah, that's what we're here for on the Reckless Rollers.
Thanks. These are pretty good green beans, thank you. I'm here all night.
Roll for flavor.
Yeah.
He already said they were pretty good. Well, I mean, no. I guess if he rolls poorly, then we know he has bad taste.
Or that he's lying and a liar.
Or both.
Bad taste and a liar. What a horrible combination.
Okay, I vote a... Let me see the number. I vote a nat 20. Fuck you.
Yeah, so those green beans are pretty fucking dope, I suppose.
Yeah, they're real good.
Even though I didn't tell you what dice to roll, I just told you to roll for flavor.
Yeah, I just rolled a d20 for health, for shit like that. Just
alright, that's enough fucking around. What happened last time? Does anyone remember?
Wait, before that, should I introduce myself again?
Oh, yeah, shit. Fuck.
Yeah.
Joining us is our lovely guest who is here for the chaos.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Justin. I'm playing Rora Iceland, and I personally am very excited for Scott's journey into motherhood.
We embrace it.
And that's where we're going to end this.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in to the Reckless Rollers podcast. We'll see you next recording.
I'm the godfather.
No, we're ending this campaign. It's going to be ambiguous now. Stay tuned for campaign 2 coming after Christmas. I don't know.
After Christmas.
After Christmas.
Coming around the same time I apparently have a child. Anyway.
But I can't.
Now, does anyone remember what happened last time?
I know we were in the big baddies, like, fortress type deal. We were saving the people that we knew. There was, like, Clem and Leslie and all that. I remember we fought off a group of henchmen and their poniards and apparently went really brutal for no goddamn reason.
Really brutal because they were all like low level grunts with level 5 poniard.
Mm-hmm. And somehow, well, with me brandishing a sword, I am the least threatening person in the room.
I'm taking the glasses off of him.
Oh, also, Bon evolved into a dark and fighting type for alligator.
Let's fucking go!
Yeah!
We saw the first mega evolution in the group, which wound up not being Decidueye, and wound up being Pelipper.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Steph. Dodo will get her chance.
One day.
Maybe soon. But we ended it with you all going back up the stairwell and hearing an announcement on the overhead, the 1MC or whatever the fuck it is. I don't blimp, so blimp terms are blimpy to me. Blimp.
Blimp. Blimp, blimp, blimp.
Blimp, blimp, blimp.
But you heard an announcement, and it was basically Charles, a.k.a. Getsis' host, coming on and being very odd in taunting all of you, claiming to have one of your friends and then imitating said friend in a very, very high-pitched falsetto. And basically saying it's not like you guys can leave anyway. Also, you found Glint, who is missing an arm and a leg, and only Katri noticed that.
Oh yeah, I remember I was looking at his leg being like, there's something going on here, but I can't tell what.
Did he get a haircut?
Oh, that must be a new haircut.
Must have gotten a new tattoo during the fight.
Didn't Katri only notice the arm, not the leg?
I mentioned the leg after.
Oh yeah, the champion's missing half their limbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to point that out for everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. Or we're not medically acknowledged.
Oh, well, one of you is.
Yeah.
But yeah, me. Yeah. All of you are now on the stairwell, heading upwards, I assume. I'm not sure. Where are you intending to go?
The trap that's being obviously set.
Are we sure we want to go with that trap?
Literally, what else are we supposed to do? Like,
I mean, I kind of gestured back down the hallway. There is that giant hole that was made. We could use our flying Pokemon, get out of here.
And not save the person that is being held hostage?
They're not being held hostage. That was a fake voice.
Aren't they? If I remember
right. I thought in the announcement we knew that somebody was being held hostage. Is that not what's happening? Am I like actually just out of the loop?
If I remember right, Paxton and Kadri rolled too low. And Polly and Wannabe rolled high enough to be able to tell that it was definitely Charles just doing a falsetto, but Paxton and Kadri, I think, believe it was...
Well, oh, okay.
Paxton thinks it's the youngster that had the Rattata, and Kadri thinks it's Wesley.
Okay. So, I'm much like my character, I was confused.
Yeah. It came back to me in the explanation.
Anyways, okay, listen. Even regardless of whether it was fake or not, because, you know, I heard what I heard. Party, shouldn't we fucking fake. Stop this guy?
Well,
I mean, nobody is held a hostage. But I'm with Kadri on like stopping this. Like,
trust me. I have an idea to stop this. Do we all have fire type Pokemon here?
You're not suggesting we blow up the blimp, are you?
I'm saying destroy the engines and crash land in the nearby forest.
Okay, so for that's a even variety worse. Of reasons, absolutely not. You're gonna fuck up that local ecosystem, possibly kill Pokemon that are, like, down by wherever this blimp crashes. Anybody that is on this blimp could just die, because we don't know if it is 100% empty, barring, of course, you know, evil fucking man guy.
Evil man guy.
Well, yeah, we do have no means of escape if need be.
We've been dealing with him. Like we have been dealing with... He's been harassing us! Okay, why... There's fucking four of us! We can win a battle!
He then gestures down the champion. He did this to the champion.
One person! We have sheer numbers! Also, like, the champion's a fucking pushover.
Glint does nothing. He is unconscious.
Literally kick your man while he's down.
However, Clem pipes up and says, "Well, I thought you all wanted to like repurpose this blimp, like try and take over the whole thing because it seems like the only bad part was."
I mean, that was more of a suggestion. Didn't we actually doing that?
Yes, we are. Hello.
I mean. It looks like Roar is out at gym, so floating gym maybe.
I think that would be nice.
I also just like do not want to blow up the blimp because a lot of the people here just seem really misguided and not evil. Like it feels like there's only like one evil person here and a bunch of like misguided fuckwads.
I also do not have any flying Pokemon, so.
I also only have a Swablu, so I cannot fly on this thing. It's so tiny.
Well, then I guess we can't really get out of the damage.
Well, let's go and fucking deal with this.
Let's go. I'm going. Paxton's going towards.
Thank you, Paxton. Let's go.
Okay.
We're going
initiative.
Without you, wannabe.
Alright,
so. Yeah, I'm walking.
I'm coming.
Where are you going?
And here you are with...
You're currently in a stairwell, the one that you came down to go to the engine room to retrieve.
We're going up.
Roar's Pokeballs. So you're going up. Are you? You go up and you get to the landing where you originally entered. There is stairs continuing to go up if you choose to go that way, or you can just leave through this opening.
But we don't have enough flying type Pokemon get out though.
Alright, so you're gonna keep going up?
Yeah, you're probably at the top of the blimp in some evil fucking office or something.
Petting a cat Pokemon, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
As you do.
You continue to go up the stairs, and the further up you go, the cleaner it looks, which you didn't expect because the entire blimp in...
Ow.
In essence, was spotless except for the parts where you all did stuff.
Crushed it.
But it the walls are literally shining, gleaming clean, and you keep going up and you get to this doorknob and it just looks immaculate. It is bronze. And just any source of light is just reflecting off of it beautifully. Do you put your hands on it to touch it?
Yes. I don't want to.
I don't know. I honestly zoned out, but you said it's shiny, so yes. I think you said it's shiny.
Alright, so you put your hand on this doorknob to open it. You turn it, and as soon as you let go of who's actually opening it? I think
me.
Paxson's at the lead. So Paxson, are you using your regular arms or did you metal coat them?
Metal. You have our fancy metal arms.
All right. Paxson, as you fling open this door, everyone else, you can tell that this doorknob is all scuffed up, and it's no longer shining.
Oh no.
You ruined the janitor's work. Congratulations. I hope you feel bad.
Oh no! The poor janitor!
But as you fling open this door very carelessly, you see, the floor is essentially glass. It is reflecting the area below you, but it seems to be like that one-sided glass. Because otherwise they'd all be looking up and being like, hey, there's the intruders. But you can see there's several grunts just running around below. You can see ahead of you, on this floor, is just this very, very upbeat looking guy pushing a push broom, and he's just humming to himself. And you see about three more people doing the exact same thing, and they're all just kind of crisscrossing. And this floor, it's basically a platform. It extends from one end of the blimp to the other. And on basically the head of the Waylord side shape in this blimp is an opening to that bubble, the bridge bubble, and on the other side appears to be escape pods.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see these small open hatches near the tail end that are all currently open, and it just says for use in case of emergency in several signs that point in that way. It also has there's also a sign that directs everyone to the restrooms.
Hey. Actually, you know what? We should go towards the restroom real quick. We have not gone all adventure.
Well, I don't think you've gone all adventure. Everyone else at least set foot in the restrooms at least once in this blimp. So mm-hmm. if you so choose, you can walk over there with a purpose, making it look like you're about to kick some doors down and then very, very quickly go to the bathroom.
Yes, we will do that.
Alright.
We have to be refreshed for the rest of our...
the rest of our adventure.
Alright. Paxson walks with a purpose to the restroom very urgently. Which restroom are you going into? There's men, women, and then there's one with a little non-binary symbol.
I'd say Paxson just goes into the dude's room.
Alright, you go into the dude's room, and you do your business in there. It is spotless. There are absolutely no flaws in this until you leave, leaving water spots all over the place. Does anyone else go to the bathroom?
I guess Rora will. Uh-huh.
Alright, whichever restroom you go into also is spotless until you leave. Welcome to Bathroom Simulator. I'm your GM, Scott. I don't know why I'm putting so much detail into cleanliness. I have no idea why.
You were a janitor in a previous life.
No, I was Navy. In the Navy, everyone's a janitor.
I guess wannabe will also go to the men's bathroom.
You go in there and, it's mostly spotless, until you leave. And as soon as all of you leave the restroom, you see a fleet of janitors just rush in there.
How many of the staff are janitors?
Half.
They really want to make sure. They really have to make sure the place is clean.
On the back of their uniforms, instead of the spray-painted blue R, it just says, we clean out of joy, not out of necessity.
They're passionate about what they do.
That's all anyone can ask for.
Who wouldn't be for how much they clean this stuff?
And all of that wording is in the shape of that R. So if someone tries to like read it in one direction, it just looks completely fucked up.
So you just keep going, or do we want to make a plan?
I would suggest making a plan, but I also know that your Pokemon are very, very scary.
In our defense, we did not expect that behavior from them. They're usually a lot better. Speaking of which,
I literally told my Pokemon to not do that, and then it did it. I don't know what else I could have done.
We should also probably not bring Gwent into that room.
I was just gonna leave him outside the door, and then come get him when we were done.
Well, we should put him in one of the bathrooms.
Clean. We can hide him in a stall.
How about this? Clem just kind of like hefts Glint onto one of their shoulders. Turns to Fran and says, "Fran, go get Leslie. I'm gonna go on ahead and take Glint over to the escape pods, and Fran and Leslie are gonna meet me over there. Rora, if you wish to join, you're welcome to. Or if you wanna get some revenge on these people for completely destroying your gym and kidnapping you, you're welcome to do that as well. However, I just wanna get out of here, and I'm pretty sure my cohorts do as well. So we'll wait for you over by the escape pods. If anything goes wrong, you can send one of your Pokemon out to give us a signal and we'll just press the button to leave. Or maybe we'll come over to help. I don't know. but I feel like the second you four go in there, it's gonna be chaos, and possibly somebody else is gonna lose a limb. And I'd rather not be the guy that's already lost too.
Fair enough.
And Clem just kind of like turns and starts moving towards the escape pods. And to your surprise, nobody pays any mind to Clem heading that way or Fran heading back downstairs. They also don't really pay too much mind for you. They're focused on sweeping. So, what do the rest of you do? I've already handled the NPCs.
So, how many people are...
How many people are...
How many people are thinking he has a Hydreigon gun?
I mean...
Does anyone here have prior history of, like, what Pokemon he has?
Yeah. He's Gadgets, though, so he could pop.
You mean what Pokemon Charles has?
He did have
Getsis having Pokemon and, like, being evil in a different region doesn't mean we're gonna, like, be familiar with... Like, he was, like, a Unova villain.
True, but...
Look, I slept through world history.
Yeah, me too. I mean, to be fair, like, it's not like I was taught much. Blackthorn doesn't teach a lot of world history. They're very deep into...
It's true, the curriculum is very different there.
Whoa, that's... I was always a signature Pokemon, so he probably might have maybe another powerful Dark or Dragon type message.
But
that's his
like
signature. He was Charles beforehand.
It's not like we can switch out our Pokemon wannabe. We'll bring in
it's
what
okay.
we have, but we
if
have
he has a powerful Hydreigon. If he has a powerful Hydreigon, I have a very strong Dino. So we'll be okay.
You're I did bring Dwayne and Bort.
We will deal with whatever we have to deal with as it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really only so much we can do when we have no idea exactly what lays ahead of us. You know, like, how we can't really... Like, we don't have, like, blueprints in any capacity. We don't know what Pokemon he has access to.
Is there any way we can maybe give us a better chance, maybe, and make our Pokemon... What teams do we have?
What teams do you have?
No, TMs.
TMs.
TMs?
I think you have them pinned.
We have the time to teach our Pokemon to new TMs? Like, we should have done this, you know, before coming in. If you wanted to teach them new moves, wannabe.
I didn't think we'd be finding Getchus, so that's the thing.
We were doing, like, an assault on, like, their base. What did you think this was going to end with? Anyways, here's our...
You have Reflect, Rain Dance, Sandstorm, Sunny Day, Water Pulse, Silver Wind, Bug Buzz, Bulldoze, Acrobatics, Thunder Punch, Mystical Fire, Shadow Ball, Shadow Claw, Grassy Terrain, Misty Terrain, Electric Terrain, Psychic Terrain, Flash Cannon, Scald, Dazzling Gleam, Energy Ball, and a one-time use of Earthquake and a one-time use of Explosion, but Steph and Tyrus called dibs on those respectively.
We didn't even just call dibs, like, we bought those.
And I also already taught Explosion. It's on none of my Pokemon I bought.
What's not on the Voodoo?
It is on the Firebolt one.
Oh,
good. Good. Yeah, you have
He's a little
moves.
Blow-up boy.
I guess.
Anyways, yeah, there's only so much we can do. We don't really have the time to sit here and just be like, oh yeah, let's train our Pokemon a little bit. Like, let's go. Come on.
It's time for a training montage.
As you all are talking, you can see that there's like three or four janitors with bush brooms coming straight for you. and it looks
they're
like
aggressively
they're
pushing.
They are not
oh,
stopping.
No.
They will clean over you if they have to.
Let's just like step
let's
out
go.
Of the way. Can we just like step out of the
yeah.
way or
just step out of the
just
way.
Just like the sidestep on.
I'll do like a flip over whichever one is running into me.
All right, if you're stepping out of the way, acrobatics check, everyone.
Wannabe, watch out, and I'll tackle him out of the way of the push.
Mr. President, get down.
I want to be clear that I am like jumping and doing like a flip over one going towards me.
Okay, that was a 9 out of 2d6.
I got an 8 out of 2d6.
I've rolled a 20 out of
5d6. I should use this new dice that Zen gave me. Hold up.
Let me pull out my dice.
Yeah, we got
2d6. Acrobatics, right?
Yeah, acrobatics.
Cool.
We got a 9 on 2d6.
Also a 9 out of 2d6.
Alright, so I heard 3 9s, a 20, and what was the last one?
An 8.
Alright.
I was the low roller.
So all you 8s and 9s, you find out real quickly that this is basically like those ice puzzles. You move, and you start to slide to the complete other side of the floor.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You see wet floor signs everywhere.
Oh my god.
Katri, you jump up over this man that's sweep mopping aggressively towards you, and you land like 3-point landing, and your hand's wet, and also your knee. But yeah, you've all avoided the danger, but you're all separated in the room now. Actually, everyone roll a d4, except for Steph, to determine which direction you went. We'll say one is north, 2 east, 3 south, 4 west, and north is towards the bridge.
Okay,
I got a 2.
Okay.
I got a 2.
I got a 3.
Wait. Sometimes you forget to take out your dice before the session starts.
It's fine.
I got a 3.
Alright. So, 2 of you head east and 2 of you head south. And Katri stays in place. Katri, you're in the center. And I believe it was Paxson and Tyrus that both rolled 2.
Yeah.
Paxson and Polly, you both slide far, far to the east and find yourself back in the bathrooms. And it is the women's room. Wannabe and Rora, you both find yourselves at the very tail end of this blimp. And Clem just turns and looks at you and says, "Oh, are you guys leaving too?"
No, very slippery floor.
Right, yes, very, very slippery floor.
Yeah, it looks like they're like wet sweeping or something. They left pads on the edges, so you should probably just go around the wet floor signs and not stand in the middle of their path.
That would be smart.
Yeah, they don't seem to be upset that you're leaving all these marks, though.
I
did hear one person say, "Oh boy, I get to buff a doorknob again."
They're really passionate about their job.
Joy in life.
We're just providing them with more work.
Exactly.
It's called providing them with purpose.
Paxson and Polly, as soon as you slide into the women's room, there's instant screaming as a few female grunts are like doing their makeup underneath their face mask, and they turn and see a young boy just slide right on in.
Sliding in. Oh shoot. Old Paxton.
I'm pushing
just...
Paxton out of the ladies' room. All
right. The old Paxton just sort of sets in for a moment as his face turns completely red.
Are you still Oh, you're not wearing the face mask anymore, are you? The ice mask?
I think it got taken off a little while ago.
When you put on the mailman outfit?
Yeah, when I put on the mailman outfit, I took off the mask and people saw a little bit of the hair.
Okay. Katri, you see all of this going on, and it doesn't take too much for you to put two and two together to realize that the floor is very wet and slippery, and you should probably find a path that isn't.
I mean, I have the balance to be able to, like, deal with the wet floor, don't I?
For now. It only takes one bad roll for you to wind up falling on your face and making yourself look stupid in front of the janitors.
Oh, we can't ruin our reputation with the janitors.
I don't think I can ruin my reputation. Did you fucking see that flip I did? Whole ass flip over a fully grown person rushing towards me. That's and a landed on a wet floor without falling over.
As you're like musing to yourself, the same janitor passes by to your right and says, "Yeah, that was a sick flip.
Sweet flip,
my reputation. Of you can't get much lower. Can't get much higher. So.
Can't get much lower. I hate cool flips. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear you misspeak. But thanks, dude.
Yeah. Don't mock my speech impediment, okay? Thank you.
Whoa, that was no, you said like the actual straight up wrong word. That's not a speech impediment. That was you misspeaking.
My opinion of you has lowered slightly.
Okay.
As he push mops away.
Hold on, wait. I'm gonna do another flip to try to raise my back up.
Wait, come back, I can do better.
Roll acrobatics again.
19.
You do a flip, he doesn't see you.
No!
Baby, please, I can change. I
fall to my knees in the Denny's parking lot.
He doesn't like me as much anymore.
No.
Alright, so are the rest of you going to try and like catch back up with Katri?
Yeah.
Everybody go.
Okay, two went to the south, two went to the ladies' room.
We did a nice little cha-cha slide.
Yeah, cha-cha slide.
Alright, now we're going slide. Roll acrobatics again.
Okay, now watch this. We're going slide to the left.
All of us, or...?
All of you except for Katrin.
Oh,
not
damn!
Not as high this time.
Well, I rolled as high as I could. That's a 12 out of 2d6.
I rolled a 4 out of 2d6.
I rolled a 7 out of 2d6.
Alright, so 7... 12, what was that you rolled again, Laura?
4.
Okay. What about you, Paxton?
I got an 8.
Okay. Polly, you grab hold of Paxton and drag him out of the ladies' room and start to slide and manage to stop right next to Katri. Wannabe, you grab hold of Rora, and Rora, you grab hold of Wannabe, both for balance and also a little bit of like stability, kind of. And you start to very tentatively slide, very slowly, and you don't quite make it to Katri because you both trip over one of the janitor's brooms as he rushes past. You both land on your stomach and continue to slide, kind of like Mario 64 style.
Yeah.
All right, this is the deliberate maneuver.
And you manage to get about 2 feet away from Katri before you manage to stop.
Hi there, Katri. Do you like this? The deliberate maneuver. What do you think? I am not built for figure skating.
Too tired for this. As she tries to get up,
the fronts of your shirts are completely soaked.
No, not Roar's nightgown.
Unfortunate.
No. No, my sleeves are my non-existent sleeves.
Your shirtless sleeves. The new style.
I said my non-existent sleeves. Yeah. On my non-existent shirt.
No, you now have shirtless sleeves. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
That is a fashion statement.
No, Mars. Remember, Wannabe's biology. Wait a minute.
Oh,
take it back.
He's got the French fry arms.
French fry arms and like a 32 pack. but yeah, you're now back all together, and where do you go? I assume to where the floor is no longer wet, for starters.
Yeah.
I won't be mean and have you roll another acrobatics check for that, even though it was kind of fun. So you make it there. It takes all of you except for Katri a while. Katri just kind of like walks there casually like a human. And everyone else takes like 3 to 4 minutes of trying to solve an ice puzzle. One of you muttering, "This is for 10-year-olds. What the shit?" You make it to dry floor, and where do you go now? I don't want to make any assumptions, but you only have a few places to go, and one of them is the janitorial office.
I have an idea.
Yes?
What if we spray this detergent into Gadget's eyes?
Detergent.
What cleaning spray?
Are you taking one of the cleaning supplies from the maintenance closet?
Will they allow it?
Do you open that door?
I'll take a peek inside. Hello?
You see a glorious room. Just shelves lined top to bottom with various bottles, all filled with cleaning supplies. There is a single mop and Cadillac, because it looks like everyone has found a easier way to clean by using like those little weird push brooms that have like little fuzzies at the end. Just getting those wet and just like pushing forward.
You know what? I don't want to take from this room now, because if it's this immaculate, if I yoink one thing, red alert across the entire damn ship, I feel it in my bones.
An alarm will start.
You also see a poster behind a single desk in the very back that just says, "It's a living, but don't ask how much we make."
Damn good thing that's what.
There is a person sitting behind the computer, just poking his head behind the computer, or poking her head behind the computer and looking at you. She pushes her glasses up and says,
"Yes, can I help you?
Can I take a cleaning bottle, a sprayer?"
Which chemical solution are you wanting to use?
She looks, she's still looking at you and typing away at the computer, just,
One that will get the job done, but not too done, that might ruin my clothes forever.
What kind of job?
Someone's shirt got some ketchup on it.
She looks at your lab coat and says, "Yes, I can see that." Third shelf.
Wait, he's wearing his to the right.
He's wearing his
disguise. What do you mean, lab coat?
Oh, right. Never mind. Looks at your hoodie and sees that it's all wet and says, "Third shelf, fourth to the left."
Thank you.
Make sure to sign the form on the way out. There, it's on the clipboard, right against the door.
Okay, and I'm going to write down grunt number 4.
You see on that, it also has, you just see grunt and then numbers at the end, and all of them are like 3-digit numbers.
444.
Alright.
I'm armed and ready, guys. Sorry about that.
You have a spray nozzle bottle filled with a strange purple substance.
Alright.
Where do you go now?
Where are we going now, guys? Are we going to just keep going?
Yes.
I suppose so.
Let's get going.
Let's keep going.
You're going to the bridge now?
Yeah, let's go to the bridge.
Alright, no more stalling. You make your way to the bridge.